At an impromptu news conference last week in Wausau, Governor Scott Walker said this about pro-union demonstrators.
Tens of thousands of protesters that have been brought in, not only from around Wisconsin, but from Nevada, from Illinois, from New Jersey, and other places. Increasingly, they're coming in from other states. Big union bosses from Washington sending in thugs to try and intimidate people in the state of Wisconsin.
Last night, Walker's comments prompted a strong reaction from State Senator Bob Jauch, a Democrat from Superior. Jauch used the word delusional.
For him to characterize the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people who walked around the square as thugs and out-of-state organizers, it's really the ultimate insult and almost appears delusional. What I saw was the faces of Wisconsin.
Jauch also took issue with another of Governor Walker's assertions, that there is no such thing as collective bargaining rights.
There are no rights with collective bargaining. It's not in the Constitution at the U.S. or the federal level, nor in the state Constitution. That's why federal government employees do not have collective bargaining for wages and benefits. It's why many states across the country do not have that.
Workers' rights are human rights. He should listen to the Archbishop in Milwaukee, who said, especially in hard economic times, it is a moral imperative that we protect workers' rights in the workplace.
Jauch is one of the 14 senators who fled Wisconsin to hold up the governor's budget bill. He has served in the state legislature since 1983. He made his comments last night on Wisconsin Public Radio's regional Route 51 talk show. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.